me and him are just kind of talking, mm-hmm. and he's going through a divorce, mm. right? So he talks about that, and I was like, oh, you know, funny thing is, I do a podcast.
Did I mention I do a podcast?
Did I mention? No, I said, I didn't tell him, but I was like, no, I get it. I've been there, and I mm-hmm. kind of told him, you know, I'm still really, you got a good relationship with my ex-wife, uh-huh. this and that. And he was just like, oh, he's like, well, that, you know, well, thanks for sharing that. Like, that's good to know, because it's good to know that it could work. Do one. Or do I do the one? And you do the zeros. Welcome back to the 100th episode.
Or our first episode.
Just Weirdly
Depending
Blended.
Depending on the picture.
Yeah, yeah. We do this pic. We try to do like a picture before. So, because usually I do a screenshot and create the little thumbnail. And so lately we've been trying to like do something during the intro where we like smile and stuff. Yeah. So you people who don't, you know.
Most of you, this doesn't mean a thing too.
But, yeah, yeah. If you follow us on YouTube, you'll know it. You'll see it.
We have
a plethora of followers. But you guys are also on YouTube, don't see the intro.
Yeah,
true. The actual intro.
True.
You don't hear it because I cut that out.
Yeah, you guys are missing out on...
Just cut it out anyway. Yeah, 100 episodes.
100 episodes.
That's
man.
Wild.
We started this
it's like two years
ago on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are just over 2 years later, about 2 years and a month, at our 100th episode.
That's crazy.
Every week, almost a couple weeks missed.
Yeah, but
almost every week, we brought you guys this groundbreaking content, the joy of a blended family.
The joy of our voice.
Our voices that we can now listen to without cringing because we're used to it.
Oh, dude, so used to it. I don't even pay attention.
I know.
You know how many times I hear our voice?
Yeah,
all the time. So when I edit videos, I'll listen to the ones Tom edited. Like, Tom does all the audio editing. And so I'll listen to the what he cut. And so then I listen to the video side and I'm like, trying to find that that exact moment.
But how the video will work. Yeah, video's a little different, I'm sure.
It is. Sometimes you have to like put in these like distorting so it switches over and it doesn't look so weird.
Right.
Sure. Which is fun to play with because you know, it seems cool. Yeah, some of it seems really cool. It'd be cool to see like just how powerful like Adobe Pro is.
Like all the stuff you could do with it. You
probably so much. Dude, I do like minimal.
You make explosions. My head could explode.
Like, oh, that was mind blowing.
No,
that'd be really. I'm gonna try that.
That'd be cool. Just blow my head.
Right. No.
I want to know. I want to know if you can do it.
Yeah, I bet you could. Unless you need like CGI or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but let me tell you. I mean, like 100. I'm really proud. You know, we have some listeners out there.
We have some regulars,
I think so. We've got, we've had a few comments. We're enjoying it. And at the end of the day, I mean, no matter what, we got 100 episodes out in the world.
Yeah.
You know,
like, that's crazy.
You know, to try saying that, like, I have 100 episodes of a show that I did.
So I interviewed for a job. This was probably like a few months back.
Uh huh.
And they asked that question, like, what's your dream job? Like one of those dumb questions.
Not this one.
Clearly. But I already knew like, but anyway, I tell the guy that it would be, I go, honestly, like as much as I like IT and stuff, like my dream job would be doing this.
Uh-huh,
I go, me and my friend do a podcast, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. I always got to throw that in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I do a podcast. All wonder how many other people do the same shit.
I know.
Like, yeah, we know you and about a million, 100 million other people.
My neighbor and my dentist.
My whole, I know. I do one.
Yeah.
But it would be to do this, like, kind of, and live off of it
eventually. Yeah.
I mean, I think that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Work for yourself in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be still a lot of work, I feel
If you do it, like, yeah. I mean, like, we put work into it, but we don't spend the week, like, booking people.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we haven't interviewed people, and I know we want to. But
we have interviewed people. Well, we just haven't lately.
We haven't reached out. We reached out to someone one time. And then we were going to interview him, and it turned out that it was a good thing we didn't.
Yeah, there was some stuff.
But, like, yeah, we don't do that. We don't really... Are we like we've been offered to go on a couple other podcasts.
We're gonna do it.
Offered.
We're gonna do it.
They brought it up.
But we had some offers, but you know, we're like free agents. We're just like, yeah, you know, like, I have some very specific green room expectations. So yeah,
only green gummy bears in my bowl, please.
Yeah, I prefer blue.
Can you imagine being that diva?
No,
because I've heard like Mariah Carey's like Carey's that.
Pretty diva, and I like why.
That's the only one I can think of.
Mariah Carey.
I'm sure Madonna.
Oh, Mariah Carey. She was.
I know.
But no, I know. It's like remember an Elf when the guy's like, I want a Lincoln Town car set to 72 degrees.
He's an angry elf. And I love that movie.
Oh, that movie. That movie is great.
Yeah, it had to smell a certain way or something.
Something like super. I'm like, why would you care enough? Like, I don't know.
The power trip you'd have to have.
I like down to earth people. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I know people who would do that. Like, like I might work with some people that might be that way.
Sure.
Or I could see it.
But like how
just because they're already power trippy. So I could see them doing that just to see.
But are they like really? Do they have enough self-esteem if they feel like I need these things just in order to go in and talk to somebody?
You know
what I mean?
Like in my case, I think my person has a power trip because they don't have that at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they don't, then there's not that dynamic of the husband-wife.
Like
thing.
I'm so angry, so I'm going to take it out on everybody. Yeah. Scorch the earth at this place. Yeah, for sure.
I can.
Yeah.
Because at home, it's, you know.
So that's like they talk about serial killers, how they go after victims because they couldn't stand up to somebody, right? Like Ted Bundy, this girlfriend dumps me, so I'm going to go kill all these girls that remind me of my girlfriend. That's what he's doing.
That's
what he's doing, though. He's like, I can't tell my wife this, so fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Go get me some chairs.
Yeah. Give me chairs now. Yeah. Non-specific.
Yeah, no, this didn't really just happen. An example.
Just as an example.
Yeah.
Like try to take mileage away, things like that. Just example.
Well, that's a policy thing. I don't think there was understanding on that end.
Kudos to you for knowing policy.
Hey, you got to mess with my money.
Yeah.
You know, like.
That's like a rap song.
Don't mess with my money, homie.
Don't mess with my money, bitch.
Homie. Well, no, that's how it'd be feeling, though.
Can you write a rap about mileage?
I couldn't. You know, as much as I listen to rap and how I love rap, and there's no way in fucking hell I could write.
Hard.
Yeah, I think so. Like they do like double entendres, all these other things.
Let's have Blanca chat GPT that. My wife loves chat GPT.
I should do that.
I want to rap about screwing with your paycheck by taking away your mileage.
I should just download chat GPT on the phone.
Like in the style of, and you can say Eminem, in the style of Eminem. Yeah. That would be, I'm doing it. I'm going to do it later. That's going to be fun.
It'd be hilarious.
Yeah. I should make a note of that so I don't forget, because that would be funny, I think, and fun.
Yeah.
Maybe really serious and great. It might be great.
It's surprising.
And
like
then
someone
would sue me.
It's surprising some of like the voice AI that they have out there where it can sound like pretty identical to the person.
Yeah.
So when they're singing, it sounds.
Well, I told you about the Johnny Cash sang Barbie Girl.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and it's like, it's funny because every time they do it, they take an existing song of that artist. And it musically makes sense because you're just looking for certain rhythms.
Like patterns.
So, like, Barbie Girl matched with, I want to say it was like Folsom Prison Blues. So, those lyrics, they just made his voice say over the tone of that existing song.
How crazy is that?
But it's like, it's wild how well it works. And it's
Two songs. Somehow matched.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. It was funny. It was really funny.
That's impressive.
Right?
Oh, God.
Yeah. And him singing Barbie Girl with that deep voice is great. It's really like in
he
the modern
He had such
era,
a high-pitched voice when he talked.
Yeah. Did you ever hear his speaking voice? Yeah. Like a mouse.
How crazy. I bet you there's a lot of actually like stuff like that out there where people are like that way.
Right. I'll bet.
No, it's been a good week so far. I was in Oregon Monday. Wait, was it Monday? No, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, you told me that you were going to be in Pullman.
I went to Pullman Monday.
Yeah.
One of our clinics shut down. I don't think it was, they couldn't get like a provider in. I don't know. Anyway, because it was fairly new. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So I went in over there, and me and my technician, me and him went through and just ripped out all the,
took everything.
Yeah.
Just like
anything
the
with a P tag, anything right. with a tag or cost money, take
it.
I don't care about cables. I threw cables away, like old ass keyboard and mice. Cause gotcha. Like, we're not going to use that shit.
Yeah.
And it's not like I can sell this. Just we're nonprofit.
Garbage stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did that pretty quick, nice. Actually.
Nice.
We knocked that. Cause I had enough time to go back to work to drop off equipment.
You had to go all the way to Toppenish?
Yeah. Well, instead of me going to Toppenish the next day.
Yeah.
Cause I was going to
You just did a loop around.
I just went
back home.
Right there. And dropped it off. And then Tuesday I went to Oregon.
That mileage, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. They I get a, we went to like a dinner for a vendor.
Yeah.
Like it's a dental vendor. They do a lot of like, all the chairs for dental, the cabinetry you see at your dental office.
Everything.
They do all that, right?
How do you get into that business? Like, hi, we're a dental
office.
They
actually started out in Newburgh, Oregon.
Newburgh? I've never heard of Newburgh, Oregon.
Yeah, that's how small it is. It just has ADEC. That's the company was called ADEC.
Gotcha.
They're huge. I didn't think they were as huge as they're, but there's this huge facility in Newburgh, and they got other facilities in the US, and then they have a couple like in other countries.
But Newburgh is their headquarters.
No, Newburgh's like, yeah. Wow. There's like 1,200 employees just in Newburgh.
Dang.
But it was really cool because they took us to dinner, and you know, they got a
that's cool.
Chum it up. And so, like, for me, I was just like,
did you get a cigar and prostitutes? Was it?
No. So it was me.
It wasn't the 60s.
It was me, and there was some other people from our like procurement department and stuff like that went. And so they're in total. And then we had like our vendor for dental. They're called Burkhart. They're named Burkhart.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple reps there. So it was like 15 people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know any of these people. Even the people I work with, there's a couple people I know because I've emailed, you know, that kind of, I like, got to meet in person. It's the same thing you say. Every time you see someone you email, you're like, good to put a face to the name.
Right. Hey, I feel like I know you already. Jiminy, do you change your voice ever just to be funny?
Sometimes. No.
Well, how you doing? It's so nice to meet you. Oh, my God.
You looking like a little snack.
Well.
I just become a Southern Belle. Oh, I do declare.
I do declare.
Mr. Sinclair, you look so spiffy in your tie.
I'll just say, fine, do you well, sir?
Yeah. So, like, I got to sit. I actually ended up sitting because I'm lefty. So, I was at the end of the table for a hot minute, and then a couple other people straddled in. So,
what kind of food they take you out for?
It was like Tex Mex.
Okay.
So, it was like you wanted like a birria, like taco. It was with brisket in it. Or the taco, they had like brisket tacos.
Like a fusion type.
Yeah. It was good. It was like I guess
that's what
ribs.
Tex-Mex is, eh?
I had ribs. Yeah. I was just like.
Did they have steak? You should have gotten the biggest steak.
They did not have steak.
Can I get a porterhouse? That's what,
but I got a half rack of ribs. Nice. The ribs were good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good. It was. Nice. It was just ribs. There was nothing else with it. Coleslaw. I don't eat that shit. That's nasty.
Yeah,
coleslaw's gross. I don't care what anybody thinks. I think it's disgusting.
Right.
Too mayonnaise-y. I don't know what's in it.
Yeah,
I think
you're right. Watery mayonnaise.
It's
watery
just gross. Mayonnaise.
Yuck.
So, yeah, no, we were there and, you know, people are talking. And, you know, obviously I'm trying to talk to people. I'm very, I don't know. I'm an antisocial person.
Sure.
But I'm social.
Yeah.
Like I can be social and I can talk and I'll.
Right.
But there is that uncomfortable feeling when you're in a group of people you don't know.
You're trying to eat ribs.
You know, but it's just like uncomfortable. You're trying to have this like small talk, which is awkward already.
Man, I hope you were like licking your fingers all day.
I was just, well, no, I was like sitting there like, I was eating.
Like a chipmunk.
Yeah. I was eating and I was trying to be gentle because everyone's being.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's me. Yeah. I look like me. Yeah. And there was other Mexicans there.
It was a Tex-Mex restaurant.
There was in the group, there was other Hispanic folk.
I didn't think you were going there, honestly. Okay, so I thought you were saying, like, I was dressed down.
No, so I was, I had khakis.
Everybody else is white. Everybody.
Yeah, so white.
Man.
They asked me to go get them water. I had to,
throw me a vest.
I really had to.
You but did? For real?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, oh, shit. You have to go get chairs. You got to get water. What the fuck?
Yeah, well, I'm just getting whipped back and forth. Yeah, man. But no, it was it was just everyone there's very there was older folks there.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe 50s, 60s. But they're very professional.
In
a lot
your
of them.
Group?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I always... I don't think people realize I'm, you know, 43 uh-huh. or going to be 43.
Sure.
Because I seem younger. You I don't just, know why. Just, I feel younger.
Your skin looks so vibrant. You just
yeah,
look
yeah,
so young.
Brown.
Brown don't crack.
Is brown right? Don't frown.
White cracks and frowns. It does everything. I tell you.
But like, it's just I don't sometimes feel like I fit in with a certain group.
Okay.
Because they're sure. all tied up like, with ties. And yeah. I just feel real well put together. I yeah. feel like I'm kind of ghetto.
Gotcha.
In the sense of like where I came from. Just yeah. my story. And I don't know their story.
Gotcha.
So they could have come from crazy. But, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I gotcha.
Some of the people, I don't think so. But yeah. one of the guys, he was like one of the vendors. He was cool. But, man, he was really hamming it up.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I was skiing in the Alpine of Lake Tekawaka. Nice. Like, Jesus Christ, come on.
While hiking Lake Titicaca. Let me
and
tell
this
you.
Is the way he like presented himself, yeah, you know, yeah. like
right.
he, like I got money.
Right.
There was a lady there, I was gonna say younger lady, I don't know why. Mm. She's probably around my age.
Mm-hmm.
She works at Farm Workers and she was there and he was like trying to impress her. I could, yeah. like, that's how I looked at it. So, you know, I'm quiet. So I like observe a lot. So I'm like mm-hmm. sitting there and I'm just like eating and hearing things. You know how you like, you're right. not looking, but you're listening.
Right.
You know,
so I was driving my Mazda Miata down the freeway the other day.
Yeah. 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 My Vespa.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah. yeah, yeah.
He was like that. Like in, he was, you can just tell he was trying to be, right. he was just trying to impress.
Yeah.
Right. I get it. You know, we know you, we know Mr. Moneybugs.
Maybe I can make a sale and get laid. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a great night for
because then
Jimmy.
He like mentioned something to her yeah. and then she was, you know. It was just funny, the conversations I hear. And I ate an edible before.
Oh, no. So you were really hearing that
no, I didn't hear nothing. At first, I ate it. I was there early, too. So I sat in my car for the longest time. Because yeah. I was like, okay, I need a raincoat. I fucking forgot my raincoat. And so oh, I went to no. Cabela's, bought like this cheap-ass raincoat. Anyway, I'm in there just like, okay, let me just eat this first. And then I'm like waiting. And then, I don't know, 15 minutes. I was like, people show up. I can see a group. And I'm like, well, let me just get out.
Yeah, that, yeah.
I recognized one person.
Gotcha.
That I've worked with.
And this like, seems safe. Like,
yeah, yeah. I don't want to be so early, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, like I said, you have all that.
It's a power play to walk in the last person. That's a power play.
Yeah.
I were you the last person?
Probably.
You should have patted the sales rep on the back like that.
He walked first. Yeah, I seen him.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry.
No, no, I watched the whole show about that. President body language. It's pretty great.
There's this... there was a guy, he was with Burkhart. Two of the guys, they were older. They were cool guys.
They knew.
Like,
they
I
knew
think them. Those two,
yeah.
In their younger days, were probably like us.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're fun guys. They were funny, gotcha. Like, they were older. Like, one guy's name was Reed.
But they
he made a couple
natural,
funny-ass comments.
Right? A little
yeah.
more natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, there was a comment he mentioned. So the story, like, so this guy next to me, his name's Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool guy. He's like the older version of me. He was beard. He's about my height. He's just white and he had glasses on. But he looks like we're pretty similar
gotcha.
in the way our stature, everything.
Yeah.
He tells a story about how his grandpa just celebrated his 100th birthday.
Wow.
Right? And
dang.
You know, and we're like, oh, that's awesome. You know, 100? That's fucking. He goes, yeah, he's still. Bright, he still will know who my grandkids are. He'll still carry conversations. He still remembers things from the last time we spoke.
Dang.
And all this stuff.
Grandpa's
and,
killing it.
Yeah. Like he sounds like he's very sharp.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
And he was like, yeah, he was just like, he just, you know, I just want to live to 100. And so it kind of got quiet for just a second. That guy Reed goes, so you think he'll make it till Saturday? I mean, he's 100.
Yeah, I mean, he met his goal. Yeah. I mean, he should have said like 101.
Yeah, but the way he said it, the way it all like so, went about, it was fucking hilarious.
Did the guy laugh?
Oh yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that because those two like they work together and they have like a Oh, they hang out, I think.
They know each other.
Yeah, so like there's that. They have that thing. It was very funny.
Yeah.
But they were really cool guys. Nice. So I would talk to them here and there. And then it's weird. So this is going to tie into our podcast, by the way.
Nice. Okay.
So the next day is a tour of the venue. Mm-hmm. They show us everything, right? Walking us around for about an hour or so. I mean, when I say they make everything, I mean, they make it the dental chairs you sit in, yeah. The metal that is in those chairs is fabricated there.
Wow.
Right. They have these huge fucking drills that are like the size of a bedroom.
I want one of those.
Dude, it's huge. It's like crazy. 15 feet tall. It's a horizontal drill that bores. It's the shit you see on like how it's made.
That's crazy.
You know, do that like the cabinetry,
like all the mechanical made, arm thing that does it itself.
Yeah, everything. Kind of they had the big old robot that would grab the thing, and then it would grab a piece of the metal that was already done. It would take it off there, bring it to this other like table, and then like grind. And then grind it, dude. It was wild.
I want to see one of those machines have a mental breakdown halfway through the day.
I guess one did. Just start
throwing shit around the place. That'd be pretty funny.
I guess they have to like
calibrate it
here and there, because what was going on with it, I guess that one, he says, is it would rip cords out and it would stop working because it would turn a certain way and it would just fucking tear out. It's all its cables.
Just imagine.
Like, I'm tired of this angrily shit. Every this day. This one's got all a little day. Bit
of an attitude problem.
He's like, that's all I fucking do all day. Yeah. They had cameras on it.
Did any of them have like an arm cuff or anything, like rotator cuff surgery or anything?
Yeah, that'd be cool. You got a little something.
That's funny.
But it was really cool. Like all the cabinets made there.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's cool. That is cool.
The tubes that are connected to the drills, mm-hmm. they melt down the wax or the PVC, and they create the tube. Yeah.
Do they make the implements as well? Do they make
the drills.
They make everything the dentist uses.
Everything.
So they are a master of everything dental office.
Everything.
It's
very impressive.
That's crazy.
It was really cool, right? It was like you're a kid. You're seeing like machinery work. It was awesome. It was really cool,
huh?
And so they're showing us demos, and so I'm talking to that guy Dan and Reed here and mm-hmm. there. That guy Reed, because we had so as we're walking, we're touring, we have to wear this one earpiece, mm-hmm. and it's like this radio that hangs around your neck. So you can hear the guy talking on his thing. So he's walking around with his little thing. Yeah, he's walking around with his thing like this. Like, yeah. Yeah, in this facility, funny story is in 1974, when the dental man created this, blah, blah, blah. You know, they go like in detail. They have a presidential chair, part of a presidential, like from the presidency.
They made a president's dental chair, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
It has the emblem.
The
fucking eagle.
The seal of the president.
Yeah, it was cool.
I want that chair, man.
So,
man, that's cool.
No, that guy Reed, you would like, because he told us about this, the history. Like he seems like he's like loves history. So yeah, he was telling us about the history of like, was the it gentleman. Astoria? No, like he read this book about Astoria and he goes into detail and he starts telling us the history. Like, but the way he's doing it, like, I think you would have. As soon as he started saying that, I was like, dude, you'd love my friend Tom.
Yeah, yeah. You should sell Tom some dental shit. That guy.
Like, this guy, like, Reed was, he was a cool old man.
That's cool.
But he would sit there as soon as you'd walk by, because he was wearing, like, all black. Mm-hmm. And be like, thank you for coming. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Come again. As we would walk by him, because he'd hold the door for us.
Nice.
Like, he was just part of the tour, too, you know?
Yeah.
So he'd always be saying some shit.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good to see you. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Nice to put a face with the name.
Yeah, he would say some shit like that. But anyway, so we're towards the end, and there's this other guy comes up, and I can't remember his name, but me and him are just kind of talking, mm-hmm. and I don't know how it gets brought up, but he starts talking about he's going through a divorce, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't know how that conversation went from, oh, look, man, this dental chair is really cool, state of the art, 3000 right there,
right?
You know,
right?
Yeah, I'm getting a divorce. So, she's leaving me. You know,
I'm barely holding it together.
Yeah. So he talks about that, and I was like, oh, Funny thing is, I do a podcast.
Did I mention I do a podcast?
Did I mention? No, I said, I didn't tell them, but I was like, no, I get it. I've been there. And I kind of told them, I didn't get into detail about our podcast or anything. I go, actually, like, you know, I'm still really, you got a good relationship with my ex-wife, this and that. And he was just like, oh, he's like, well, that, you know, well, thanks for sharing that. Like, that's good to know. Cause it's good to know that it could work.
Right.
Yeah. He has a lot of uncertainties right now. His kids are all grown. He was like, his thing was he was trying to wait for his kids to get older before
they split.
Yeah. So it was probably a while
coming.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm like, yeah, no, you know, my daughter at the time was only this old.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, like, you know, we were just talking. I was like, yeah, no, I get it. I've been there, man.
So he wants a relationship with his soon-to-be ex-wife.
I think he still wants.
The romance is not there.
I think it's something like that. Like, he was just like, well, he was happy to know that it works. I was like, yeah, no, yeah. I was like, I'm actually like friends with her husband now. Uh-huh. And, we actually do a podcast together and stuff. And I didn't go into detail about the podcast. Just
you should have. You should have.
I didn't like. There wasn't like. Like I mentioned it, but yeah, there was not a way.
Let me pull up episode one.
I think episode 43 would really benefit you.
Yeah. Let's
divorce.
Look through the archives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Divorce amongst men. Or
join our Patreon, and you can have full access to our archival footage.
That'd be sick.
That's a lie. We don't have a Patreon, but
you know, it's crazy because you have these conversations with people, and the way they people open up to you. And it really does make me feel like what we do, you know, we've like been doing this for 100 episodes. Like it kind of helps. Like, yeah, he probably hasn't listened to our podcast, obviously, but like to be able to share, like, hey, no, I've been through a divorce.
For sure.
I get where you're going. You know, like,
right.
I was just telling him, I was like, it could work. I go, for sure. You know, like it works with us. And, he's like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's like, you know, if you know, basically, I should have been like, if you have any talk, man, just hit me up. Because I think
we need business cards.
He's, I think it'd be cool.
Hey, check out this podcast.
He's sending me some tees because they're 3D printing a bunch of golf tees that look like teeth.
Oh, that's cool.
So he said he was going to send me some because they were doing a show in Yakima. And I was like, I would go, but nah, I'm going to be at Tri-Cities. I won't be able to go.
I'm busy podcasting.
So he's like, hey, here, what's your email? Like, send me your address. He emailed me and goes, send me your address.
They could be our first sponsor.
Burkhart.
For all your dental office needs.
I know.
I'd rep Burkhart.
No, they're cool. There's some cool guys on there.
That's cool.
But no, it's like, it's crazy how you just, you know, how this kind of like can tie in and help people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even though we joke a lot of times, I think we have life experiences where we can help. And I hope with these 100 episodes, it helps.
Yeah.
It's helped people.
Yeah.
Regardless if they've listened to the whole thing or just parts of it. Right. Just, you know,
I think people need examples.
Yeah.
When things can work. We don't have a lot of it. You know, we have a culture where what, like 50% of marriages end in divorce?
And it's crazy. Right? It's still that way.
So there's a lot of divorce, but we don't see a lot of examples of it being a successful thing.
Yeah.
You know, there being a way to move forward positively. So we try to present that.
Yeah. And I actually seen this picture and then I was going to look it up because it was just a picture and it wasn't like something I could click and find information. But it showed basically a blended family, kind of like us, like at a soccer game. So it was like dad, stepmom, and then it was the kid, and then it was like mom, stepdad, and they were wearing
all
like,
around that kid.
Yeah, around that kid, like they were wearing like a jerseys.
Oh, that's cool.
So I mean, it was really cool,
right?
And it's kind of cool to see that stuff because, like you said, you don't see that,
right?
You see. You know, you always see the bad things about
factions of
the bad thing about a divorce or
right.
the vindictiveness of like a woman or, you know, you know, like stuff like that.
Right.
You don't ever see like, it works. Like, you got these moments where, you know, maybe there's not an agreement, but there's never that moment. Like, at least for me, there's never that moment. It was like, oh, man, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why I divorced her. You know what I mean? I've never had like one of those.
Yeah, a drunken all out brawl with her.
Well, you know what I mean? Like
right.
We've never had like a moment where we've argued or disagreed where it's like for us where I'm like, that's why.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just never been that way.
Right.
And I think, So that I really do feel like most divorces can work. Now there's instances where there's fucking, it probably won't work.
But like if you have kids and you're in a situation where it can't work, then you need to look at yourself a little bit and see if there's work to be done. Because I do think it boils down to what your priorities are.
And sometimes,
am I willing to kind of change myself for, you know, my kid or for this to be a successful thing?
Yeah.
We've talked. It's really hard when there's residual feelings.
And, for sure.
That makes it a lot harder.
I don't think like we would be doing this podcast if there was any feelings on either side.
If I knew you wanted to kill me to get back with her, I'd be like, man, I don't think we can make this podcast.
This whole time, my plan's coming together. Drink some coffee, sir.
If you didn't kill me when we were out hunting for deer.
I don't know. He just went missing.
Yeah, I mean.
I thought a bear. I thought I heard an angry bear.
It was a chipmunk.
But I don't know.
I hit him.
No. They start crying like it.
Yeah, I did hear you practicing a 911 phone call at one point. I got a little nervous.
Outside in the middle. Actually, I had amazing phone cell coverage.
Yeah.
Out in Bucket's property, dude. I get full. I get better bars at his property than I do at your house. And that's not even a lie.
Weird dead zone. My phone's always fine, but Blanca's phone goes out all the time.
I don't get the best signal when I'm over here. Yeah. And you're literally a mile from my house.
We're 2 minutes away by car. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's basically like a L.
It is. Yeah, quite literally.
It's actually like a sickle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like handle.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Then we're here.
You're right. Kind of. You're right. Yeah. It's very Russian, the way we drive here.
Yeah. Yeah. Russian flag is what our
hammer and sickle. My driveway.
I guess it could be because I turn. There's the hammer.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But no, you know, and something that. So I had a. I play softball, and so the other day I'm at softball, and one of the guys on the team, his name's Nate. He's Nathan. Uh-huh. He's a really cool kid. He has a new family. You know, he's new to the family game.
Gotcha.
Has a couple kids under his belt now, but they're very, very young, like 2 years old, three years old, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
But he's fairly quiet. He's like one of the ones that he just doesn't drink. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the guys on the team drink. Like even before, like when I would drink, I couldn't keep up with those guys because I didn't want to drink like that when I'm like playing.
Yeah.
Like I would have a few beers. Don't get me wrong. But like some of these guys, a lot of them shotgun beers. It's hilarious. Or they're shotgun fucking twisted tea.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, I could see that he was just like kind of quieter than normal. And then I was like, hey, Nate. He's like, what's up? I was like, you all right? How you doing, man? You know, everything cool? Yeah, you know, just surviving, like he kind of just said something, and I was like, well, I get it, dude. Kids and this and that. And he was like, yeah, exactly. And it was weird, even though we didn't have like this in-depth conversation. Yeah. I think just that being asked that in that moment, like, changed something.
Yeah.
Cause he was like, I felt his energy shift after that, you know, like
he was hurt.
He just seemed more like a little more upbeat.
Sure.
A little more like, you know, you can still see that, you know, something was bugging, but he just seemed more upbeat. Just because I don't know if it's just because sometimes you got to reach out and ask.
For sure. Yeah.
It just was one of those moments where he just looked like he needed someone to say something in a moment.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And normally
it's a lot. I mean, when you're that age and your kids are young and you're working and everything's kind of like still relatively new for a lot of, you know, young couples, like, you know, it's all within a few years, all this stuff happens, and it's great stuff. It comes with so much like positivity and reward,
but it's
also very taxing.
Oh yeah.
And it's at a time where you probably aren't making the most money.
Yeah.
And there's just every bit of your life comes with these stresses.
Yeah. I'm sure there's been changes and, you know, the relationship maybe. And
sure.
Cause I think he does actually make some decent money.
That's good.
He's younger, but I don't know. So, like I said, it's weird because back before we started this, I don't think I would have had the mental mind to notice that.
I wouldn't have, and even if I did,
I don't know if I would have asked. Right.
Right.
Because maybe I'm dealing with my own shit and I don't want to hear you, or I don't know what it would be, But like, I
might be more nervous to even ask.
Yeah. I do feel like doing this podcast kind of helped kind of that, like, recognize, you know, you'll see someone or you'll see something. I don't know. For me, I feel like I can recognize, like, if someone's having, you know, maybe need someone to reach out to them.
Sure.
Or something. So, you know, if you do notice that ever with someone, just it's always cool just to say, hey man, how you doing?
Yeah.
Just that's it. That's how simple it was. It wasn't even like a
just smiling at somebody instead of scowling.
Because I think he knew it wasn't just the how are you? You know, like, you know, it was just like, no, seriously, like, are you good?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm surviving. It's just been real tough, you know.
Right.
Like, I think him just getting that off of his chest for that just that brief second just really like, okay.
Right.
I need to kind of get that off.
You know? Right. It is funny because you're right. We can kind of like unintentionally dehumanize other people by just normal interaction. Yeah. Like you think about checking out at a register in a grocery store. This is a person that you're checking out from. But in that moment, it can just be the person checking you out. Like you don't think much about it.
Yeah.
I usually like, I don't know. I like the people at the register, especially I think is like for some reason us guys as we get older we get more corny and weird and we like to talk randomly to people.
I do,
but I'll usually like ask them like, yeah, how's your night going or like whatever. Yeah. Like, and they're like, ah, it's going like, yeah, you getting close to the end of your shift? And they're it's like, the same, oh problem. Man, like, you know, a couple more hours. I'm like, yeah, hang in there, because like if you ever worked a shit job or you have I'm not saying that they're shit jobs, like I know that it can be, you know, a fine job, but
customer service is a shit job. Is hard.
You deal with not nice people a lot that treat you like garbage.
I know.
So having spent 2 days in a job like that, I'm an expert.
Well, in a sense, you do customer service, but yours is
I do customer service,
the parents here and there.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I've been very lucky. I've had very good parents that I've worked with.
But yeah, customer service is very taxing mentally.
Yeah.
That's what I'm in pretty much.
And, you know, these guys are standing on their feet all the time. There's a lot of people that we run into in life that just become like almost avatars in the world. Right. And it's like, they're not an avatar. They're a human with a whole life going on.
Do you find yourself going to specific registers when you go to Yolk?
Sure.
I do.
There's people that are, you know, faster.
I recognize them. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'll see the line. I'm like, and it'll be shortish, but I know who's on the register. I'm going over here.
I did have one awkward moment. I think I might have.
And there's some that are kind of rude. They have like a rudeness to them.
There's one gal that's a little rude, and I usually don't go to her. I go to her every once in a while.
Yeah.
But like she's said something rude.
She's like 6'10.
Other people, and I'm just like, I don't know. I don't like this.
Yeah.
But there's a gal there that a really nice gal, and I like going to her lane. But we had one of those conversations, like more of like, you're a person, I'm a person. Like we're connecting in this moment of like humanity. We were talking about the new, last year it was the new, Hocus Pocus movie. And she's telling me how excited she was and she was going to be off that day. And so she was going to stay at home, brew a cup, like a pot of coffee, watch the movie with her daughter. And I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, that's great. Come back after the movie comes out. Thinking that we've, you know, had like this moment.
She remembered you.
Hey, so what'd you think about August Books? You're like, oh, it was all right. Like, obviously no recollection of this conversation. It was so awkward. I was like, all right. I'm not a weirdo, I promise. Like,
you get that hot feeling.
Yeah, I mean, like, and she was fine about it. She wasn't like being rude or anything. It's just like clearly she deals with people all day long every day. Like,
who are you?
Did not remember that we had this conversation the way I did. I'm thinking like, yeah, what'd you think?
Right. She's like, she went to the next register. She's like, Ryan Reynolds came and asked me how fucking this day was.
Ryan Reynolds' ugly cousin came in, I think, and I don't know. That's funny.
Hocus Pocus. Like, it is a weird feeling.
Look, Ryan Reynolds over there. I mean, Hocus Pocus.
He was that shit. I mean, I was pretty shocked.
God,
he's in a store.
Funny. It was like every once in a while there's those moments, or it's like akin to when you have those moments where, like, you get used to not being said hi to. Like,
yeah.
You know, like when you're walking, when you're younger and you walk by like a hot girl and she's like, hi, and you're like, oh, hi. And then she's like, oh, I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, that, my God. Kind of moment,
but it's almost worse when you're walking by and someone's waving and you just keep walking because you're like, oh, they're not talking to me. And then they're like, hey,
yeah,
I'm talking to you. You're like, oh, shit.
You're like, what the
fuck? Yeah, I know who you are. I remember you.
And I think I brought this up on a podcast. So I went to – we have this place in the Tri-Cities. It's called The Hub. It's kind of like – it's new. They have like – food trucks all over.
It's pretty cool.
It's really neat. Yeah. It is. You get these different tastes of different cultures and
lots of calories. It's
fantastic. Some of the food's actually like
really good.
Really good.
Yeah.
I had some sushi there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, like me and Alicia were there for lunch, having lunch together and getting ready to leave. And this guy's like, Jesse. And I'm like, hey, guy. How you doing? And I it took me a minute to I couldn't remember his name. But then I was like, oh, I went to charter with you. How's Benton City? You still in Benton City? He's like, yeah, I'm still over there. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, thank God.
He knew though that I forgot him.
Yeah.
I didn't remember his name until I got into the car and me and Alicia were leaving. I was like,
see, my recall sucks.
I go, Aaron.
Yeah, my recall sucks, man.
I text him on Facebook. Hey, dude, hit me up. Like, maybe we could do lunch or something. Like, I totally.
Hey, Aaron. Did you make sure?
Aaron. But yeah.
Yeah, man.
He was just. I don't know why I remembered him shorter. Because he wasn't. He was taller.
Oh.
But no, I don't know.
Late
I just
growth spurt.
I just, yeah, he just looked different.
Yeah.
I think he had like more facial hair and stuff.
Gotcha.
So.
Well, I have horrible recall because like I get slightly nervous. Like if I see somebody, even with like students sometimes, like my brain will scatter and I'm like it's there.
Because what if they come up
but
to me and ask
it's
me?
It's like I think I accidentally get into that like panic instead of just chilling out and remembering. So then it's like you said, like after the fact, I'm like, God, that's your name.
Yeah, Paulina. But, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's I don't know.
Well, and yeah, it sucks when you do like somebody and you don't want them to feel like you just don't care.
Yeah, and Aaron, you know. he was cool. Like I liked him. Me and him would always talk. Mm-hmm. Like he's like a nerd like me, you know, like we would just talk about games and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was a game like we would always talk and stuff. So it was like I really felt bad because it wasn't like it was just one of those encounters.
Right.
Like me and him went into a car to go to like some event we had to go to for the school one time. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, yeah, hey, don't remember you. Fucking dick. That's so fucked up. He even knew I had a podcast and everything. He knew all that stuff.
It's like, yeah, Mom, this is,
he's the one who has a podcast.
Yeah, great podcast. I listen to every week. I love this guy. He's like my best friend.
Oh, I'm glad he didn't say that. Oh, man, I felt...
Jacob, it's so good to see you, buddy. God, it's so good to put a face to the name.
God, it's been so long. No, but...
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the name things. It was it was fun, though, Oregon. Just always awkward, because afterwards, everyone's like... There was a few of them that were going to go to the bar.
Yeah.
Down into the hotel, because everyone was almost at the same hotel. Well, I think they put us up out in the same hotel. I was like, as soon as dinner was over, I fucking, because a lot of them drove together. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. I fucking parked in the back, close to where my room was.
You just like backed up, disappeared?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I was a ghost. I was gone. Because I can only do so much.
Did they go, hey, where'd that waiter go?
Yeah. Where's my drinks? I am putting it on. I'm talking to his manager.
The
he's never working in this town again. Ramon? Yeah, I remember him. He did not give me my drinks. I'm so mad.
Oh, my God.
No, fucking... But no, I had to go down there, and I was talking to Alicia on the phone. I was like, fuck.
You had to go down to the bar area?
Yeah, I had to go... Because they have like a little convenience store.
Oh,
in the hotel.
Yeah, okay.
Everything is 3,000 times more than it needs to be. But I didn't want to drive to the store. Because I just didn't feel like getting out of my room. Now I got to go find a fucking store and shit.
Right.
I was just like, if there was a walking distance, I would probably win.
But sure.
I was just like, I need to go downstairs. I'm thirsty. She's like, why don't you just go down? I was like, I go, what if they see me?
As people.
I was like, I don't want to. I'm going to be in my room.
Right.
You know, like, yeah. Like, luckily there was this like partitioned wall. Mm-hmm. They couldn't see me.
That's
so
good.
It was perfect. I just was like I kept my head down too. As soon as I was coming to the corner, I was like,
Jesse's walking like this.
Yeah. Luckily I made sure I changed. And so I was in my shorts and just a shirt.
That's good.
I was like, almost went down there in a wife beater. I'm like, that's a little too much. You don't need to see this, all this.
Got the guns out.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
The flabby guns, girl. But no, it was good. It's just, you know, you get to a point where, like, I can only handle so much stimulation.
Sure. Well, and you're not drinking. So being in a bar setting would be really, like, pointless.
Yeah. And it would, you know, conversations.
Yeah.
You know, you can, but it's just like.
But there's a weird
I'd rather just be chilling.
Right. When people are all drinking and having a good time, it's kind of weird to, like, not. Like, even though, like, I still drink, there's times I don't drink.
Yeah.
And it just feels different when you're not drinking with the people drinking.
Yeah. Right? And I liked social drinking.
Yeah.
Don't
get
me wrong. I loved it.
Right.
But yeah, no, it was just. I just rather have been in my. I brought my PlayStation. Fucking mm-hmm. was. I do that every time I go
gaming,
out of town,
man. That's.
I got to go out of town in a few more weeks. Go back to Oregon for 4 days for work. To do side business. So I'm bringing my PlayStation with me.
Nice.
Bringing. Yeah, I hate fucking packing.
Yeah,
that's the worst.
Right.
It's the goddamn worst.
Two pairs of underwear. It's perfect.
That's all I need. I can turn these underwear. Two pair, yeah, inside out.
It's like the ultralight backpacking, right?
Yeah.
It's just like just your PlayStation and some underwear.
Yeah. It's all like reversible underwear. Perfect.
Yeah, right.
Perfect.
Don't even need clean. A toothbrush.
I got my finger.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Scrub it.
Fingernail for the plaque.
It's but let me see here. I was going to bring something up. Remember I talked about that.
This guy's cool. He's got notes on his phone.
Yeah. It's just I got to remember to like check the notes off.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. Right.
There's times I'm like, yeah. So I want to talk about. Oh, wait. No.
Yeah, we don't want to bore you guys with details. Like, you know.
Dating a crazy girlfriend. Like I have like notes on here.
Yeah.
Some of you visual folks, you can see my notes from here, but
those, I have those topics. Of you listening, just imagine a phone being held up with a list of items.
Yeah, a shopping list, mind you, with a checkbox.
Yeah.
I'll just do it. Yeah. So I was mowing my lawn yesterday, and I just thought about, you know, random shit. Yeah. And so my question is, if your spouse is having issues or having PMS, maybe.
Sure.
Say, hey, is that how many months for your lady?
This is a question for the guys.
Is it okay to allow your spouse to be mean, right? Like, essentially, you're kind of like taking the brunt because you know. Like, I don't know. Did I word that right?
Yeah. You're the proxy for another issue or something.
Yeah, like you know. So is it is there a point where it's just like, okay, you're being a little too mean?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Is there a point where you're letting your spouse work through her PMS issue or you're letting your significant other work through whatever issue they might be going through?
Right.
Is it okay to like, hey, you know what?
Enough's enough.
Like, yeah. You're kind of being mean to me. Like, what the fuck did I do to you? Like, I know you're it's moody booty and shit over here. But yeah. You know what I mean?
No, like, for sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes in relationships, you become, as a man, like a lot of times we do take, you got to take stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just got to, you know, sometimes you just got to take it because that your wife needs to vent or what have you. But is there a point where it's just like, oh, hey, like I'm trying to help you and you're kind of being mean to me. Like, can you chill? You know, and is it okay to tell them that?
Right. I mean, I think
yes.
I want to start off for any female listeners because we love having you listen, and I definitely don't want you angry at us. But
man, woman hater.
So I am very sympathetic to, you know, how hard it probably is to have PMS. Like I acknowledge
hard.
That I don't have it.
It's
and
the hardest.
I you know I feel
yeah.
For anybody experiencing that. That said, in my personal experience, it does seem that the modern expectation of respect, which is a good thing,
yeah,
does not always go both ways.
No.
There are certainly things that my wife can say or do to me that if we were to reverse those roles would not fly in the eyes of her or society.
Yeah.
So it is odd to me that respect kind of goes one way. And I do understand the history. Like, women were treated very poorly in the past. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very glad that society is not the way it used to be. But to be truly a better society, respect needs to be given all around.
Yeah,
we
for sure.
All make mistakes. We all have moments where we're not our best. And our spouse often is a person that takes the brunt of that because we kind of, all of us, I think, to some degree,
yeah,
hold everything in. And then when you're home and safe, like, you kind of, yeah, decompress. So I know that we're all guilty of that to a point.
For sure.
But no, I think to your question, with all that laid out on the table, I think it's good to have boundaries. I mean,
yeah, there's a fine line, yeah, I feel like.
And I don't think a woman's going to be, you know, or maybe a man, anybody would be respectful of a partner that did not set some boundaries and stand up and say, bullshit, no, that's too far.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, there is respect given when you say, nah, I'm not cool with that.
Like, yeah.
And I know with Blanca, she's probably the toughest gal I've ever been with. And some of the things that work well, even though it feels very uncomfortable and not really me, like, she'll get me to absolutely blow sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And the moment that I blow and I'm like, okay, like, gloves off, you want to go? She starts laughing and it's over. And it's like,
see,
not the best way to handle it. But like,
Alicia is very, you know, she'll say what she feels or whatever. She can be blunt. She's probably, like, for me, like the way Blanca's for you,
sure,
like,
sure, sure,
one of the hardest girls I've ever dated. You know, like, uh-huh. I love her.
But they're soft. They're soft inside.
They are.
But
I love, hey.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. But no, there is moments where it's like, you know, she could get me to, and I don't think she knows she gets me there. It's just, it gets me there, right? Yep. And then, so I'll say something. And so, like, she's good with it, though. You know, she's right. Good when I'm like, she might not be at that moment. But at the end, it's like, oh, well, at least he said something.
Instead. Right.
Because a lot of times I can hold a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, that's when I blow up and I'm like,
bah. Over something small. Sometimes.
Something so stupid.
Yeah. Right.
The floss is in the fucking toilet again. God damn. You're going to ruin my plumbing.
How often does that happen? That was a very specific example.
Never. First thing that came.
He's really mad about the floss.
No, if it's anything, it's all the hair.
That's a good one, though, because the floss, that'd piss me off. I'd be like, what the fuck? This isn't a garbage can, it's a toilet.
Yeah. No, but nothing like that ever happened. It was just the first thing popped up.
That was oddly specific.
But no, there is that, like,
yeah,
I think there is a moment where you can say, hey, like, I know you're upset, but come on, man. That's what usually how it comes out for me.
In it's our just culture, like, it just seems like it's okay for, like, a woman to be like, oh, you're a dumbass or something.
Why is it okay,
like,
though?
That kind of a thing. I don't know.
Like, why is it? Because a guy. So, case in point. Hmm. I was watching this movie, and you didn't watch it.
That movie. Yeah. I did not see it.
So, this movie was called, I fucking can't remember, Far Away or some shit. It was a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's this guy and girl work together. She gets promoted when he thought he was going to get promoted, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's probably that little bit of jealousy. Attention, but he seems happy about it, mm-hmm, but he's also not saying anything. Mm-hmm. My thought is he's holding this in, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, she got the part, whatever. Fuck it, whatever. I suck. You know, there's that self-deprecating, like, right. I'm nobody.
Right.
And so now she's kind of his boss, right? Mm-hmm. So she's having him do shit. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, she's starting to go out late at night because the boss called. Hey, we're having drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're doing this. It's like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so
they're in a relationship, too.
They're in a relationship. Right? They're not supposed to be.
They're not supposed to be, but they're in a relationship outside of work.
So she's, for work, having to leave at 1 a.m. and have drinks and hang out and do stuff like that, right? And so he gets these jealous feelings. Mm-hmm. Again, it's cool, whatever. But, like, little during the movie, little snippets of it would come out.
Yeah.
And finally, he fucking has his breaking point. Right. And he just, it goes to shit.
Yeah.
And he does do some stupid shit. But that just made me realize, like, I was thinking about that movie because he kept so much in instead of like the boundary is, you know what? I get this is your work, but you need to like be home. Like, I think it's okay. You can't be going out 1-2 in the morning. Of course, I'm going to have a fucking thought that you're fucking someone, right?
Right.
That's going to just be your thought because what are you going to think if your girl or your guy's bouncing at like 2 in the morning?
Right.
Oh, this is for work.
Right.
It's like, oh, yeah, it's for work. And you're a pussy on his ass.
That's a weird way to have sex. Yeah. I don't know what these kids are doing these days.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know...
He's into some weird shit. He's into some weird shit. He's a very successful guy.
Oh yeah, it would be so weird too. Because he'd be successful.
Yeah, he's successful, so it'd be like the weirdest stuff.
But like,
yeah,
it's just it was just all this pent up aggression, and they're supposed to get married, and there's just probably that pent up like fucking that alone is a very taxing process getting married. You know, like all the fucking stresses of that.
So did you actually see some of his perspective in that?
I could see a point. So he ends up raping her, not seeing that perspective. The thing is, they get in this huge fight. They split up. Engagement party, they both there. He's kind of drunk, saying some stupid shit. Mm-hmm. They go to fight, and then they're in the bathroom yelling at each other, and all of a sudden they start fucking, right?
Okay.
They start going at it, and they're going at it like pretty good, right?
Okay.
He's hitting it from the back really hard, and all of a sudden it gets to a point where he goes a little too much. Like he's grabbing her head, like boom, slams her back down on the ground.
Ooh.
And then there's a point where she's like, hey, stop. Stop. And then like it all finishes, and then she walks away. And so he like essentially raped her.
Okay.
Right.
Well, so I didn't actually watch this movie.
Yeah. So it was wild. So, what he did was fucked up, obviously. Well, she ends up fucking stabbing this dude. Instead of reporting the guy, she stabs him because he was trying to ruin her career. And, you know, she was lying like he's stalking me to the boss.
Blanca comes to me and she's like,
but like I could see where he snapped because there was this level of there's a level of respect in a relationship where you have to show your partner. Okay. Yeah. I'm your boss and I get that. I got to listen. And I get that we have to have this kind of weird relationship at work. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when we're home, I don't need you going out at like 2-3 in the morning.
Right.
You know, like that. That's not okay. You see why that's not okay. Like, you know what I mean? And it was a very man driven, like profession. I think it was like stock market or something crazy like that.
Mm-hmm. So she felt the pressure, like she had to kind of live.
Yeah.
Up
yeah.
To
and, and that was her thing. She's a woman in this male driven industry. She needs to do this to show that she fits in. And she was like, yeah, it was crazy. So like, but I think there's a point where it's like, you got to have these boundaries because, and you got to express yourself, and that's where my point is. Sometimes you need to express yourself because you don't want it to blow up to a point where you're doing those things on both ends. Like what he did was wrong, what she did was wrong.
Right.
You know, it doesn't. I mean, yeah, he wasn't the greatest person, obviously, but also, you know, if he did something wrong, maybe go legally to prosecute or do something.
Yeah, don't hold a knife to him. I don't know. Blanca was very mad at me really tonight, but I'm like, babe, I didn't watch the movie. Like,
yeah. So I could see, I could see your point of view though, because that is that. After you said that, I was like, yeah. Why didn't she say that? She didn't say. And I could see maybe she was afraid, but he was also never like threatening to her up until that point.
Right.
Like he would be like. He had that jealousy to him.
Yeah.
Because he didn't express himself and say, you are going out at fucking all hours of the night.
Right. People are saying things. You're calling. Hearing things.
Yeah. He's like, hearing things at work. Right. Oh, did you see? You see Suzanne? Look at her. She fucking was getting down. Damn. Do you think she got this job because she sucked his dick? You know, like, so you're like, your brain's going overboard.
There's no way that on either side of that gender role that you wouldn't think the same thing. Like, I think a woman whose man was doing that, people are like, like he fucked his secretary. Of course you would what's going on? Why are you going out at 2 a.m.?
Exactly.
There's no way that doesn't start to get in your head.
Yeah. And I can see. So I saw that aspect. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't agree with what he did.
No, of course not.
You know, obviously that's fucked up. And some of the stuff he did was fucked up. like I said,
but my only argument,
let out what you feel, bro.
To Blanca, again, not having seen this and only knowing what I've been told about this movie. First of all, she didn't tell me about the rape part till like after I gave my opinion. She's just like, he just was being such a jerk and blah, blah, blah. But even with that part, I'm like, I still don't see how pulling a knife on somebody is like the smartest way to move forward. Like, it's one thing if you're defending your life, if like if there's a immediate need to defend yourself, of course pull a knife.
Yeah, he was at the apartment,
but like
he's like, hey, this is my stuff, you know, I fucked up, and like he was sitting in a chair like, yeah, blah 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 blah.
So he did say he fucked up.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
she's acting like he never apologized, and that was the point.
He was just like, yeah, you know, like it was crazy what happened. I don't know if he said he fucked up, but like that's kind of how I looked at it. But he was I forget what was said where she starts pulling up and she basically was like, get on your knees and this, and he starts crying. Oh yeah, you little bitch, you know,
like, why would you cry?
Like, why would you? She told him
cry.
I'll kill you right now if you don't fucking cry. She's like threatening him like that.
Oh my god.
Like in reality, I think they both would have went to jail.
Seriously.
To be honest.
No, that's...
He would have went to jail for raping her. She would have went to jail for attempted murder.
That was my issue with that whole scenario when she's bringing it up. I'm like, you can't just do that. Like, I have too much of a legal mind. I'm like, no. Like, there's a way to handle it.
Yeah.
And stabbing somebody or threatening to stab them is not the way. If he's actively trying to cause physical harm to you and you have to stab him to protect yourself, that's totally defensible.
Yeah.
If there's no immediate threat, you can't just stab people or pull knives.
Yeah, because I'm trying to remember. I don't think he tried to like hit her or anything at that moment. I forget. I think she just, again, communicate, man.
Yeah.
You guys have these pent up feelings.
Right.
No one's saying anything and you're letting them out in a toxic way.
A relationship is never going to work if like in a serious
scenario.
If you have major, what do you call it?
Jealousy?
Sensitivities.
Yeah.
If you're feeling those things, you got to work through it. Because those are like intrusive
yeah.
thoughts and feelings that are going to undermine and erode everything.
Yeah.
And they're going to just rip through. Because if someone's really cheating, you know, or if there's real disrespect going on, that's going to destroy it.
Well, yeah, there's that trust
is
out the window.
If it's not happening and you're thinking it's happening... I mean, there's just, it's no good. It's like rot, you know, it's just going to go through everything and just destroy it.
Well, yeah, your mind just
yeah
is powerful in the sense it'll that make it worse. It'll make it worse. You just go down that rabbit hole. Just like when, you know, we fuck up and, you know, you go down that rabbit hole, how, you know, like for me, I go down my rabbit hole. I'm garbage. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, right. you fall down those depressed
right
thoughts, you know?
Right.
So yeah, you know, really, that's how I took that movie. Hmm. There was little communication at one point,
yeah.
especially with the power change, the power roles. He's feeling very emasculated because, you know, he wants to improve himself.
Right.
She's not really wanting him to do it. You know, like there's just this thing at hand
where
there's unsaid conflict between these two, and he needed to say something.
You know what's funny?
And she needed to say something too. I would be fucked up if I fucking found out my wife's going out two in the morning because it's a work event,
right? My boss needs to talk to me at 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's kind of how like the promotion came about. It was
but
like
my
2
boss
in the morning.
Is also a dick. I know my boss is a dick who probably would have sex with you. So
yeah, and that and on her defense, nothing like that ever actually happened. No one ever came up on her. But
let's be real about CEO types. The douchebags. But
he called her a dumb bitch.
The boss did.
Yeah, because she like lost like $25 million on a stock.
Dumb bitch.
You're a dumb fucking bitch. Like he was like, rough. I was like, God damn. I felt like he meant that about that lady
he was,
for real.
Personal.
Like I felt like he hates her as an actor.
Jeez.
Like he was like, no,
I really liked you.
Like I really mean this.
Wow. He's a good actor then.
No, there was conviction behind that.
No, it's so fascinating because like we were at dinner with some people last night and the gal, like we were kind of joking about this thing and it's interesting. And I totally understand and respect this point of view, but she was like, was it the guy thing where like he felt smaller because of her and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I totally get that, because there is something in our culture where like a woman has to make her man feel good. But the sad truth is there is something in our culture where a woman needs to help her man feel good. Like,
I think it has to go both ways.
There is acknowledgement that if a man doesn't have a good job, doesn't have things kind of in order, it's going to be harder to get a girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
So there is a social expectation at some point in your life to be attractive enough as a mate or a potential mate that you need to have certain things in order. Now, that's not always the case, because then you got that bad boy thing that I never understood, where it's like, so you can be a dirtbag and whatever.
I heard this clip from a podcast kind of referring to that, where it's he's telling these group of girls, you would not get with a guy if he was a fucking working at Burger King. Mm. If this guy, this was his job, working at like fast food.
Sure.
You're going to ignore that guy. Whereas a guy wouldn't do that to a woman who works at Burger King.
Sure. Right. True.
You know, like, and that was kind of his point.
That part I agree with.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
like the way he said it, I got where he was going.
Sadly, I think men, as long as the girl was attractive, I like in a, whatever you want to call attractive. If the guy's attracted to her, it doesn't matter what her job's going to be.
There is some women where it's more like, I need my man to be.
But
like,
that's the social expectation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's the thing. We're all born into this system, whether we like it or not, where there are these certain pressures. It's not just men trying to be assholes. There's a pressure on men to be good enough and to prove themselves. So, yes, if his woman gets a promotion and he doesn't, there's going to be a social stigma that he has to deal with that says, you're not really a man. And it's not fair. I'm not saying that's the right thing or a good thing, but it's not one side trying to be mean to the other side. It's we all have these tough pressures on us all the time. And I think we get, like the Barbie movie I mentioned, there's a whole scene where America, what's her name?
Chavez.
I don't remember her last name.
America
Ferrara?
Ferrara. America Chavez is a is a character in a Marvel universe.
Okay.
That's her name, America Chavez.
America Ferrara's character. I'm thinking of comics. She's like, sorry. She says like all these pressures all the time. You can never get anything right, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I feel the exact same way. And I know in like a different way, but it's the reality is we're all stuck in a world that expects certain things out of you.
Yeah.
And it often expects multiple things out of you at the same time that are not.
You know, it's wild. Hmm. Isn't it crazy that she says is how even a guy feels.
Universal.
It goes both ways, but there's miscommunication.
We won't talk to each other.
And I
get it, but I think, I mean, all of our issues today, whatever the issues are, whether it's like the race issues, the class issues, the gender, all these differences, we're all at the end of the day the same animal. We're the same creature.
You just got to listen to each other.
We got to be real with each other. Everybody's kind of hurting on some level.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I don't know, man. Like,
you know, I'll end this on this light note.
Yeah. 100th episode. We got to end light.
Yeah. So this was funny. Like, I don't know. So I was with JJ. Mm-hmm. We were coming from, I don't fucking know where we were coming from Costco, because we had to take Larry, our RIP Larry. We had to retire him. He stopped working. Our little Roomba shark.
Oh, I'm like, man, who the fuck is Larry? Larry.
No, we named our little like vacuum boy.
Larry died.
So we got Larry 2.0.
Did Larry have a heart attack or something?
I don't know. He just keeps thinking he's falling off a cliff. It's error 7. Check my cliff sensors. I'm falling off a cliff.
Larry was losing his marbles, so we killed him.
So we got a new Larry.
Poor Larry. Dude, oh, okay.
I will say, Costco has a great return policy.
Yeah? Did you return Larry for a new Larry?
I got full refund for Larry.
Oh, that's cool.
And I've used Larry for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's been a minute.
But Larry should have worked a little longer.
Oh, way longer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. He just all of a sudden stopped working. Yeah. Like, Larry, bro, you got to do your job right here. do I need to name you Mario?
I sat down with Larry, but he wasn't willing
to
listen.
Name you Juan or what? Come on, Larry, I need you to work.
I'm not laughing at that one.
He laughed. That's fucked up.
I laughed at first, then my brain caught up. And that's not funny. You are a prejudiced man.
I know. No, he, no, anyway. But anyway, so we're driving back and we're talking about like the, like I was, I don't know how it got brought up, but I was the first thing. JJ goes, you know, we'll never know what the first thing we like, the first thing we tasted was as a kid. Like, and I was like food? He's like, no, like when we're born, that first taste, that first breath of air.
What the hell was he thinking about?
We'll never know what that's like. And I'm like, and I sat there,
like what?
And I had an edible, like, so it kicked in. It already had kicked in at this moment. And I was like, sitting there driving, we're almost home. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, you're right, man. Damn. I'm thinking like, that's pretty deep, right?
Yeah.
We're all, like, cause that's true. Like, I started thinking, I was like, I can't remember. Cause he was like, oh, that's what it was. You'll never remember. We never remember when we're a baby. We only have like these little snapshots of things, you know,
but you
don't remember when you're a baby. You don't start. Right. He goes, I thought you don't come to consciousness till like you're 4 years old is what he told me. And I'm like, I don't know. I was like, but I remember when I was a baby. I remember came out of the womb. I remember that. I was telling him, I was joking, obviously.
Dang.
But no, then when he said that, yeah, but you know, we'll never know the first taste. I was like, you mean taste like if we tasted the air, how that tastes and this and that. He's like, yeah. And I was like, you know what? That's fucking true.
I never thought
I wonder what that would have tasted like now.
Yeah, a little bit like vagina, I would imagine, but
tastes like a placenta.
I'm tasting.
What's that little sack?
An awful lot of protein.
What is the sack they're in?
Yeah, placenta, right?
Yeah, I don't know. They're in something.
In the uterus. They're in. Yeah.
Then, water tastes a little weird.
Know, a little salty.
They lick their lips and like, that's why they're crying.
Put me back in there.
What is this?
Man, no, he's so right. I mean, we will never know what it was like. That first time that our lungs begin to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I was like, wonder what the first thing I tasted.
He's
I
a remember philosopher.
I can't remember the first thing I tasted. I was thinking about that. Either. I asked Lucy.
Breast milk.
What's the first thing you remember, like, the taste of? You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, I remember the first time I bit into a bar of chocolate.
I don't remember at all. I don't remember the first time I had something really good. I don't remember the first time I liked pizza.
I love pizza.
And I do too. I've eaten so much of it over the years. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. JJ has brought up a really fascinating topic.
You brought that up and I was just like tripping out.
Is it like repressed memories? Do you think that our baby memories are somewhere in there? Just
they
like in our lizard brain? In our
they
lizard
say
brain?
We like everything's there. It's just
when we die, we're going to flash back to that moment.
So we watched this show, Eden. This is like an anime.
Yeah.
It's only four episodes.
Like the Garden of Eden? Is that?
Yeah, it's kind of like essentially what it is because Earth's kind of like crops are dying and stuff.
Ooh,
and so this guy's creating Eden. And so people are going to like these, the sleep, what is it, cryogenic? Or,
oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
something like, well, they're freezing them. And so she got saved by these like robots. So she was raised by the robots. So she actually like understood them. And because they would talk, some of them would talk, but someone's like, beep, beep, beep. And she's like, I know the affirmative.
Beep, 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 beep. Ah, beep, 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 beep.
But
she didn't talk back in beeps though.
But the guy was in a like consciousness, like his consciousness was in one of the robots and he was like the bad guy. And then he remembers, she does something to trigger a memory. Because the robot, he's like, okay, when you put me in this state, I need you to erase anything that is me.
But
right?
He didn't do it.
And she goes, I can't. The AI told him, I can't do that. I can only like pretty much put I can encrypt you there.
Yeah.
So you'll never remember that. Right. And then somehow the little girl was able to, she was little, but I don't know. This girl was able to like unlock that in him, his subconscious. And it was cool. It was a really cool movie, but it was like he unlocks that subconscious, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, and he's like, oh shit, oh my god, you know. So it was really cool the way they did the show. But
I love her.
Yeah, it was dope. His character was pretty crazy.
That's cool.
Zero. That's his name, Zero.
Zero.
Just call me Zero.
So like,
he was this badass looking robot.
You know what's so crazy about that is it kind of takes the Bible and flips it on its head. Like instead of the birth of the beginning, it is the end.
Oh, there you go.
The end is Eden. Yeah. And you end up with a man and a woman, right? Essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. This was Eden was like
Earth became Eden.
I think I just had an edible. That just blew my mind.
Dude, I'm so gone.
Yeah. No, but anyway.
Wow.
But yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That's crazy. Hey.
Anyway, happy 100th happy episode. 100,
man, you guys, you've stuck with us for 100 episodes. Yeah. Still love this guy, man. Yep. We're hanging in there. We went golfing last weekend.
That was fun.
Good times. Want to do it again. Yep. This weekend I'm painting and doing shit.
No, this weekend ain't happening.
Soon. We've got to go back.
Yeah.
We hit up a little par 3 golf course. I got to hit that one up again, I think, because that was nice.
It felt good.
Little 18 holes.
Yeah, that was
perfect. Really 9 holes, but like
I want to get those if that guy ends up smelling me those, I
want
to try those.
Hey, guy, I want some of those teeth tees, too.
I'll have to find out his name. I have the email somewhere.
Yeah, let him know.
He was cool.
We brought them up on the podcast. So if you are a dentist or in the dental field looking for some dental... look at Burkhart. If you mention Just Really Blended, they'll give you 10% off of your overall
price. No, they won't.
Probably not. Hey, they might. They might. 10% is not that much, Burkhart. For you, come on.
Dental equipment's expensive.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know.
Have a good one.
But yeah, you guys take it easy. We'll see you next week.